seen through the eyes of God. A woman had been through a very long day, and all she could hope for was a peaceful ride home. All she wanted was to leave her busy and hectic day behind and enjoy some peace and quiet. As she boarded her bus for home, she looked forward to a comfortable clothing and her television set. As she sat back to rest in her seat, she could hear the voice of a bus attendant come over the intercom. After she settled in, she noticed that the bus attendant was not talking about delays or bus instructions, but the person was sharing about the things going on outside the bus. The attendant talked about the old parking lot they were passing and how it was going to be renovated into a playground for the neighborhood kids. The new soup kitchen on the corner of First and Main to feed the homeless. The ways the leaves were changing on that fall day, and the ways that the colors shined throughout the community. The woman quickly realized that she was no longer stressed over her hectic day, and she started concentrating on the descriptions of all the wonderful things happening around her. The bus ride seemed to fly by as she listened to the attendant describe the sights of the world outside. When her stop finally came, the woman went to the front of the bus and stopped for a moment to thank the attendant for the great sights and descriptions he had shared. The woman looked down at the attendant and quickly realized the man was wearing dark glasses and carrying a walking stick. The blind attendant had described all of these amazing visions from listening to the conversations others were willing to share. The man was sharing the beauty of the world around them through the eyes of those that rode the bus each day. The woman thanked the man for his gift, in which he smiled back and just simply replied, "My pleasure. It's all I can do to help." Seeing can be a physical activity of the eyes or an inspired activity of the heart. We might see with our eyes the worried look of a parent caring for a sick child, or inspired heart sees the love and compassion pouring out. We might see with our eyes a student struggling to get through school, but our inspired heart sees the potential for creativity and the insight beyond book learning. We might see with our eyes the rundown condition of a neighborhood. Our inspired heart sees the inner beauty of the downtrodden people desiring for a better life. We might see with our eyes the homeless. Our inspired heart sees hopelessness reaching out for understanding. We might see with our eyes the hungry, the thirsty, the strangers, the naked, the ill, the imprisoned, the lonely, the abandoned, the elderly, and the dying. Our inspired heart should see the person of Christ our King in each one of them, crying out to be touched by the Christ that dwells within each of us. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the person of Christ our King, and we remember that Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God in the kingdom of heaven. The gospel and today's solemnity invites us to draw on the strength of Christ who dwells within us to reach out to the Christ in one another. This gospel is about a future judgment. It is even more about present discipleship. So much about this gospel speaks to us of Christ's glory and power. When the Son of Man comes in glory, all the nations will be assembled before him, and rightfully so. However, this is a remarkable surprise in the gospel also. Christ is victorious, he is king enthroned, and he judges all nations. The surprise is that on this festival honoring Christ the King, both the gospel and the first reading speak of others who need our help and caring, not about Christ and his kingship. We honor Christ the King by acknowledging that he is in each person we meet and within us. No greater honor can we give our Savior and King than to serve him in one another. In a sense, our focus on each other is really a focus on Christ, for it is a measure of how much we imitate his care for others. It is a measure of how much we are faithful disciples. He showed us by his very life how to care for others. So must we spend our lives in the same way. Christ the King will come in his glory. It is not if he will come, but when. There's a crucial immediacy to this when. The gospel claim is clear. Christ the King, arrayed in all his glory, is present now in each of us. We must look beyond what we see with our eyes and see with the heart of Christ. We must see others as he sees them. We must see others as we hope God sees us, as a gift to this world. As a child of God that loves and trusts in our caring Father, Christ's throne can be seen in each person that you and I meet, because Jesus dwells within them. The when is now. The kingdom of God is now. The judgment is now. In our care for others, here and now, Christ the King reigns. One of the best ways we can begin to see Christ in others is by not judging others and their negative aspects. We must instead look for the good in each other. This can be carried out in such a simple Christian practice as seeking always to compliment rather than criticize. Care that we don't spread gossip as freely and non-committed as we can. Through these actions, we build up the body of Christ and bring honor to Christ the King who dwells in ourselves and the other. Through these actions, we see the face of Christ our King in everyone we meet. Perhaps the first and most important task of being good subjects to Christ the King is to live as he did. Not simply seeing with the eyes, but seeing with the hearts, responding to the dignity of others, to their need for healing, forgiveness, reconciliation, compassion, mercy, and love. Today, and as we begin Advent, we are given the opportunity to treat others as the throne that Christ sits upon. We are given the gift at Holy Communion to truly understand that once we take the Blessed Sacrament, we are remembering and honoring the truth that we are from Christ and Christ is in us. Today we see with our eyes the reality of our world, but our inspired hearts feel the need to our brothers and sisters as we follow the guidance of a true King.